This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Somebody texting in and says, do I like gladiator films? Yeah. Yeah. They're not my favorite, but they're okay.
Or gladiator.
No, it says gladiator films. You know, films like The Gladiator and things like that.
Like 300?
Yeah, things like that.
Did you see 300?
I did not.
You didn't see? John!
I have not seen it. I don't know.
It's
just
cool.
Haven't seen it. Isn't a bunch of buff guys running around or something?
It is. And I mean, they are just, you know.
Maybe that's why I feel intimidated. Maybe that's why
they're totally roided
it.
Out. You know, so it's basically telling us that back in these ancient times, guys were totally roided out. And it's kind of funny. I mean, it's just incredibly unrealistic, but it's just cool action. Slice, slice, slice. Hit, hit, hit. It's fun.
I have not
seen it. Did you ever see Troy? How about that one?
Parts of it.
How can
it's
you
with Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of boring.
It was a little slow.
See,
no, no,
I'm
no,
not
no.
Wrong.
I'm being
See,
honest.
I'm not wrong.
I agree with you. It was a little slow. But Gladiator, you watched that start
Gladiator
to finish.
Gladiator start to finish several times. I've seen it because that's Richard's favorite movie, so I've seen it numerous times.
Okay, Mancard, you have it restored.
I've seen that movie. I don't know all, you know, every single scene memorized, but I know a lot of it because Richard watched it a ton as a kid.
You know, I love Gladiator, but I got to be honest, it was my second favorite movie that was out at that time.
Oh.
Because like 1 week away from it, I think in front of it, was U-571.
Okay.
With Matthew McConaughey.
What was the name of the movie, though, you know, with, I can't think of his name. I'm such an idiot. William Wallace. What was the William Wallace movie?
Braveheart.
Braveheart. Jeez, why can't I think of the name? Duh. Come on. I liked it.
You can take
I've seen it numerous times.
You can take our land. You can take our
It's great. It's a good movie.
You'll never take our freedom.
Right.
You know, we really need somebody to get on a horse and go in front of people today and rally them against vaccine mandates.
It would be nice.
You cannot take our freedom.
That would be nice, actually.
It's getting crazy.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. Okay, getting to today's topic.
Okay, here we go.
Is Richard here?
Yeah, Richard's with us now.
Richard, are you there?
You know, Andy, I'm going to make you wait 1 minute each week longer because you gave me a hard time when Walt was on saying that I call in late. And actually, I just wait for you guys to get through all of your mugaloo and all your other nonsense you people do these days. And so
John and I would never, we would never do mugaloo. This is a family show.
What's a mugaloo?
It's all your jib-jabbering and chop-jippering and everything else, you guys.
Well, we have to fill in until you come on with us. We're just filling in. It's filler.
Well, I understand.
It's
you know,
filler.
Wait till the star arrives. I do understand that.
Yeah.
You know, Richard, I'm already so disappointed in you. I mean, because you weren't here last time, right? And why were you not here? Because you had a newborn. I mean, here you could have called in,
like
talked
that.
Movies with us, but instead, you're wasting your time with a newborn child. And first of all, let's face facts. Let's be honest right now. This kid is a rush. This kid should already have a job. All right? So you're at home
Don't
with
you
this freeloader. You're at home with this freeloader when you could be talking movies with us. What were you thinking?
Andy, she's learning from the best. In you, in that she knows how to freeload and freelance and all of the above.
Well, let me tell you something. I've seen the pictures of her. She is unbelievably, ridiculously adorable,
she
and
is.
She already owns your household.
She is, yes.
Oh, she absolutely does. She, good thing she looks like mom, because, you know, she looks like, if she looked like dad, it would not be
She'll have those brothers wrapped around her finger, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Oh, she and already
daddy
does.
Too.
Brothers are, yes. Well, and grandpa, he's, both grandpas. They
yes.
Are, they are,
yes.
Quite the, yeah, she is quite the
She will be spoiled
already.
Rotten. No, never fear that one. They all are. All these little girls are. I love them. Love them dearly. So, all right. Hey, let's get into it. Shall we make a round?
Yeah. Just a second here. Charlie, am I hooked up?
Just a second. You've had like 15 minutes to get ready. What have you been doing there?
I'm hooked up. I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure on Charlie's end.
Jeez, Andy.
That I was hooked up.
Charlie's end.
You know, I can't make sure that Charlie hits all the right buttons or that Richard calls in.
No, you can't. That's true.
You know, because Richard's busy, you know, doing other things
that
don't matter. What?
Clearly. You can always be sure I'll call in. It may not be on your time schedule.
I know,
but
you know.
Always call in.
He calls in on Saturday.
All right, moving right along. Let's go.
Okay, what we are doing is, obviously, these classic voices, memorable voices, speaking or singing. I got to do one that I think is one of the greatest of all time right off the bat. Are you ready? Here we go.
Thank you. Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Don't try to fright.
All right.
So that is
that
James Earl Jones as Darth Vader. Really, James Earl Jones in anything.
He's going to be like number one.
How about Field of Dreams? Right? Build it and they will come.
Yes.
How about
a voice.
Lion King, folks?
Oh, yeah.
Lion King.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
Mufasa.
When you think about the great voices ever, I got
to
put.
He's like to the top.
Yeah. He's easily top three, probably top one.
I agree.
Richard, you're up.
No, absolutely, very good. Actually, kind of was well. He was at the top of my list, and just a fantastic voice, and love that he still does some movies and stuff, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with one where, and I feel like a lot of these, some of these are going to be like an annoying. You know who they are,
right?
But then some of them are going to be great because you can listen to them read a phone book, right? James Earl Jones was one of those.
Yeah, he read a phone book, and we're good.
Yeah,
that's right.
We are
for
good.
Me is
John
it,
Smith.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I want to sound like that. Sorry, go ahead, Richard.
Sam Elliott for me. I can just listen to that guy, read a phone book, just sit there. I mean, he has got
I'll sleep
perfect,
when I'm dead.
You know, such some good. Tombstone, you know, all the sorts of good stuff.
Yep, John and I were talking about him earlier before the show. And
yeah,
it was just like, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
What a voice. You know what? And let me ask you this, Richard. Would you say that his voice, more than any other voice, has character?
Oh, absolutely, it does.
Oh.
He's well, and that's the thing is he's not just a voice, right? He's
right.
Everything else behind it, and I mean, he just provides you with such a, I don't know, such a great visual. Even when you and he kind of has kept the same, mantra throughout, right? He hasn't really changed.
No,
he kind of does the
true.
Same characters,
true.
And it's still great.
True, good point. All right, I have one. John, we'll get to you next. I have one that. He's got a great voice. He's not done a ton in movies, but you hear him almost daily. Almost daily. I should have had this actually ready to go. Let me see if I can do this really quick. Hang on. You know what? Let me do that. I'm going to see if I can get my little jingle ready to go. I'm not going to pull an Andy. I'm going to let John talk next. I'm going to see if I can find a little clip
real quick. We're slowing down the show for you, John.
Go ahead. John and Cheyenne, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah. You guys all said James Earl Jones right as I was calling in. And
I did. I stole it.
Yeah, he has the greatest movie voice. For what? For Darth Vader or for the speech at the end of Field of Dreams, Andy?
Well, I mentioned them both. I played Darth Vader because it was quicker, but oh my gosh, Field of Dreams one is incredible.
Oh, that's great. Richard, congratulations on your new daughter. Good luck.
Thank you.
If you still have any hair when you're 18, let us know when your new daughter is 18.
I will do that.
Because girls are great until they hit that 11, and then I've got a daughter and I've got two granddaughters, and then you just want to lose your mind until they become adults.
You will hate all young boys.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I already do, Andy. I'm already prepping myself.
You're prepping. Hey, Richard, really quick, did you go buy even more ammo?
Yeah, you can never have too much, Andy.
Okay.
That's a lesson I've always learned.
Okay, John, you're up.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, Richard, there's a great line in the movie Clueless when Alicia Silverstone's father looks at the kid and goes, I got a 45 and a shovel, and no one will miss you.
Good one. Good one. Good one.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a little one off center, but you recognize his voice every time you hear it, and that's Steve Buscemi.
Yep, on my list.
I love Steve Buscemi.
Yep, on
He's
my
terrific.
List.
He's terrific.
Yep.
Yep. And then old school, Robert Duvall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not on my list, but I'll put him down.
That classic kind of raspy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good one. All
John,
right.
Have a great weekend.
You too, man. Appreciate it very much.
Take care, John.
Okay, before we go to break, because I still have my round to do, and I think I found this as a clue.
We passed you.
To the, well, here we
go. Sorry, you lost.
Since Andy has the cord, I'm just going to put this close to my speakers.
Oh, you want me to give it to you?
No, we're okay. Just put this. I'll put this close to the speakers. Here we go. Okay, that is what jingle to what store, Richard?
Home Depot.
Yes. So my character is actually Josh Lucas, who was in Ford v. Ferrari, one of the bad guys, but voices all of the Home Depot commercials.
Oh, does he?
Yes. You didn't put two and two together there?
I never really thought it through.
Yeah. So he is the voice of Home Depot, but was also, he's an actor, but he's also in Ford v. Ferrari.
I don't like that movie. It's about cars. I'm kidding. It's okay.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come right back. Hang tight. Call in, text in 307-200-8222 or the studio line 303-477-5600. American National Insurance, Paul Lewinberger, by the way, my agent would love to help you. Direct phone call 303-662-0789.
The rebate program with American National Insurance saves everyone money by incentivizing responsible money management. Depending on the cost, customers of Paul Lewinberger will sometimes choose to pay out of pocket rather than making a claim because they'd rather receive the sizable rebate at the end of 3 years than pay their deductible now. As a result, American National Insurance tends to pay out fewer claims each year compared to the competition, which is in part what gives them an A credit rating. American National Insurance then passes along that benefit to their customers by keeping their rates as good or better than their competition. With other insurance companies, you'd need to purchase extra rider policies at additional cost in order to receive comparable coverage. But American National Insurance rewards personal responsibility. Call Paul Lewinberger now for more comprehensive home insurance coverage at remarkably reasonable rates. 303-662-0789. 303-662-0789.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt would love to give you a free mortgage review, and I say free. It is free. Just be honest with him. And his number, 720-895-0500.
Rates are low, but are you still paying too much interest? Why continue to pay most of your interest up front like a conventional loan when you can use the asset manager to save thousands in unnecessary interest costs? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. The asset manager is a simple interest loan, which means when your payoff decreases, your payment decreases, and so does your interest. Our clients are paying off their home in half the time. They're not changing their spending habits, and they have access to their equity for 30 years, even after it's paid off. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Think about it. This simple interest loan allows you to own your home faster, access your equity for 30 years, which means never having to refinance over and over and over again to pay off debts or for home improvements. No more requalifying, no more additional cost. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. And see for yourself. You're in control, not the bank. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, don't miss an appointment. In other words, don't have no-shows. The easiest way to do that, to eliminate them, is GReminders. It's an add-on to your current calendar, either Google or Outlook, and it's easy, GReminders.com. But the best way to do it is go to RushToReason.com because there's a great link there that gives you a discount. So find them again at RushToReason.com.
It's so easy, you don't even need to think about it. GReminders has one goal: to eliminate wasted time and money by reminding your customers about their appointments. They don't want you to spend a lot of time editing the reminders. That would defeat the purpose. So GReminders has created a dynamic system unique to the industry that requires almost no effort on your part. You move an appointment on your calendar, G Reminders will automatically update to reflect those changes. Sign up now for 10% off your first year at greminders.com/KLZ.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, together with Andy Pate. And on the phone, we have Richard Rush, who has a new little baby daughter who is just precious. She has two older brothers who are now referred to as her staff.
That's exactly right.
You know, just so correct. you know, Richard, they can get used to it. Okay. As you know, there are many, many, many actors and actresses who have great singing voices, but very few have character to where you hear them and immediately know it's them. This is a classic old one. Here we go.
They're singing. So
you don't even know who this is.
Julie Andrews.
It's not Julie Andrews.
Who is it?
Richard?
Oh, no. This is...
Richard?
Do you have who this is?
I have no idea.
You've got to be kidding.
Who is this?
Judy Garland.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Judy from Wizard of Oz, right?
Yes. And she had such power in her voice through several octaves,
mm-hmm.
and clarity through multiple ranges of each octave. She was a freak who also had incredible character in her voice. You could just tell she spoke. Here was the big thing about her, really quick. When she spoke, because she did a lot of movies where all she did was talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
She sounded the same as when she sung. Her voice did. It didn't go into a singing voice. It was like her singing voice was just her talking at different octaves.
Okay.
Incredible voice. Very okay. memorable. Richard, you're up.
Oh, man. Good, solid one. I'm going to go with, there's so many good, again, actors and actresses that you just kind of know. But I've got to go with one, again, another guy where I feel like I could listen to him read the phone book. He's one of the quintessential presidents out there, or at least vice presidents, whatever it is, and that's Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who just, again, a solid, the leader voice and how he does mm-hmm. it. You know, he's really calm, cool, and collected, and then when he needs to get on someone, he does so, and everyone listens and perks up, and very good.
Richard, not many guys can play God and have it be not much of a stretch because of their voice.
Right.
I mean, he was so good. You're right. He sounds, it's like he embodies wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
John, you're up.
One of the great voices from old, because you've got to go back to, I don't know how many movies this guy did, but every one of them, you can remember him as the actor. He's at the top of my list, by the way, would be Charlton Heston.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Whether it be Ten Commandments or you name it.
He could do a speech or he could just be powerful mm-hmm. and do action, and it didn't matter.
He's another guy that just read the phone book and you can just sit and listen.
Okay, how about another guy who can just read the phone book? Here we go. You'll know this one right away.
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
As Morpheus.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my gosh. When I first saw The Matrix, obviously you love all that you're watching and the special effects. His voice just captivates you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, no, fantastic. He's up there. And actually, he played in a movie, a similar movie that I'm going to actually do next for a guy for an animated film. But yeah, he's next level in Matrix. So I'll just kind of go right into it. And you don't think of him as playing a animated character, but he did in this film. The movie was The Star, which you were watching around Christmas time, kind of the animated film about the donkey obviously Jesus, going into Bethlehem going into Bethlehem and all of that. And that's Ving Rhames.
Oh, yeah.
Who is known for Ving Rhames. Mission Impossible guy, right? The black guy in Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you don't necessarily think of him, but he's got that voice that you know it once he speaks. It's really deep. And in mm-hmm. that movie, he plays one of the dogs, and it's actually it's a really pretty good film.
Richard,
and
how about the
he's
whole...
He's kind of got that voice.
Whole Nine Yards.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. That booming voice. It was, he was scary and cool at the same time. That's a good one.
Okay, I have one right now that is actually doing current commercials, but he's also played in lots of movies and was Thanos. That would be Josh Brolin. He does all the Comcast commercials as well.
I like Josh Brolin.
So I do. I do too. And he's got one of those voices that's just very recognizable. You know who it is right off the bat.
Absolutely. I love it. Okay, this next one, I'm actually going to play it from a TV show, but his voice is in a zillion cartoons. Here we go.
Okay.
I think so there, Diana. I've got a pet little theory about that. You see, if you go back in history and take every president, you'll find that the numerical value of each letter in their last name was equally divisible into the year in which they were elected.
So who's going to win, Cliff? Reagan again?
What, Mondale?
No, not a chance. See, I figured it out. By my calculations, our next president has to be named Yelnik McWawa.
Just a sec.
Yeah. Sam, please, you're talking about our next president.
I just love Coach's line. Okay, that's John Ratzenberger, who is in every single Pixar. And
really?
Yeah. Am I right, Richard?
Yes.
And he's great in every single one. He's a pig in Toy Story.
Yeah,
he's a character in every single. He's the trailer truck that, you know, hauls him in Cars.
Yeah.
He's in everyone.
I didn't know that, really.
He is. He's pretty good. He's got a lot of them, yeah. I don't know about everyone, but he's in a lot of them, for sure.
Yeah.
So he has voiced 15 characters in all 22 of Pixar's films.
Okay, 15. Well, because some of those are repeats.
Yeah, but still, that's a lot.
There were three Cars movies.
Yeah.
Several. There were four Toy Stories, so there you go. Yeah.
15 out of 22 Pixar films. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
15 characters.
Right, out of the 22.
Right.
Okay. Richard, you're up. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to go with one that you guys should know, and most people probably wouldn't know him when he speaks normally, or known him, I should have said, but they would know him, obviously, with his characters, and that is the voice of Bugs Bunny, Mel Blanc.
Oh, Mel Blanc. Oh, yes.
I mean, he does that Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, all sorts of – and by the way, those, I think – and some of these I'm going to get into are kind of that way of like are the animated variety where or they do different voices. And I always am fascinated by watching like the YouTube videos of these of you know people when they do their voiceovers.
Yeah.
It always blows my mind because I'm like, how do you get that voice to come out of that person? Which just goes to show you how talented human beings are because of the good Lord above and what He's blessed us with. It's just like. It's amazing the things that people can do, you know, with their voices that way.
It's like the Simpsons lady is not a man, it's a lady.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that Richard will very soon be amazed at the voices that his daughter can do.
Oh, they making
yeah. Trust me, I'm already amazed, Andy.
Oh, are you?
So
does she have volume?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So I have one that actually Walt just sent in. He texted. And he is spot on. I didn't have this on my list. I totally forgot. I don't know why. But that would be the infamous, literally infamous, Paul Harvey.
Oh,
well,
so good.
Yeah, but that's not a – was he in movies?
No, Andy, but as far as voices go, when you hear a voice –
Is this
a
family thing, cheating?
It's not cheating. When you hear Paul Harvey, you know his voice.
Paul Harvey's voice is almost a miracle.
Right.
The way he does it.
Correct.
In fact, I would say the two radio voices that were the greatest of all time were him and Rush Limbaugh.
I agree. Yes, agree.
They both just unbelievable.
Agree. Now, I'm going to throw an actor.
I'm going to throw in one.
Go ahead. I'm going to throw an actor in real quick, though, because we don't have too many ladies. At least I don't have too many ladies on my list, but this one does a lot of commercials as well, and you always recognize her voice. And I'm going to screw the last name up, I'm sure, but it's Zoe Deschanel.
Deschanel.
Make sure I say that right.
She's great.
Yeah, you hear her and you just automatically know who it is. You can picture her face.
Yep. Good one.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Shall
go
we go to break?
No, make another round. We're good. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. This one is, I think, the most recognizable voice of all time from the movies.
Unlike a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting. But that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You got to do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. Do the other, and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
Dead as a beaver hat.
John Wayne, the power of his voice people just had to hear it every time he came on the screen.
All right, Richard, you're up, and then I know you got to take a break, which we'll take a break at the same time, so it'll all work out fine. Go ahead.
All right, well, I know I'm going to kind of – I apologize, I'm stepping on toes, and Charlie's probably going to yell at me because I'm going to say someone that's not a movie voice, Andy, and so you're going to get upset at me. And he's a radio voice, and he's obviously local, but it's one that we've become synonymous with, and I think we really hold in high regard here in Denver because he's all over the place. He does Super Bowls. He does voiceover work for video games, and that's Alan Roach.
True. Yes.
And he is – He's not really in the movies. Good. And sorry –
Yep, you're right. No,
I don't care. It's an iconic voice.
Yep, iconic voice. Yeah, I'll give you that. All right, Richard, I'll let you go. I'm going to add one real quick. We'll take a break.
I am
Call
too
me back
forgiving.
When you're done.
Too forgiving.
Okay, I have one.
By the way, really quick, Alan Roach is awesome.
Voice-wise, yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, no, I...
I got to pick on him, but he's right.
Okay, I'm going to go with... Because Richard wouldn't have known this one anyways, but you and I would, and so would Charlie, and that would be Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yes.
No respect. No respect.
No respect. No respect.
Last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it. Anyways.
He was awesome.
Oh, shit. Okay, could he be on stage today?
Yes. Yes.
No! He's too on PC. No
oh,
way.
You mean, I thought you meant with his delivery.
Oh, well, that, yes.
His delivery is fantastic.
But his actual content?
No.
Shoot, no.
Nor could Don Rickles.
No, not a chance.
I mean, just not forget
even.
It. Forget
no,
it.
No, yeah, no, there's no way those guys could be on today. Yeah. Yeah. Take my wife, please. All right, we'll be right back. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up next. Anything around the house that you need done, they're there for you. Whether it be something electrical, you need a plug installed, or you got one that keeps tripping, you name it, they can do that, including everything on the HVAC side as well. Don't forget about the Absolute Advantage membership, 720-526-0231 or klzradio.com.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, you heard Al Smith talk earlier that if there's something you would like to do with your IRA, either taking that and converting it into a Roth, whatever the case, give Al a call today. Find him at klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now, you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Before you sell a house, you clean up the front to maximize the sale price with curb appeal. Before you sell a business, you get organized so buyers can see their potential earnings clearly. Buyers want to purchase an investment, not a job. To make your company more attractive to a buyer, your business needs to run smoothly without you. Hire John Rush as your personal business coach before you sell to maximize your profits. Email John at rushtoreason.com for one free session.
learn and laugh on your live and local radio. Rush to Reason.
All right, so before Richard joins us, Andy, somebody texts us in about Rodney Dangerfield. I had a girl tell me once she would do anything I wanted for $300. So I said, great, paint my house. He has so many of those.
I love Rodney Dangerfield.
That was hilarious.
Okay, tell you what. Because we got a little time, we're waiting on Richard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's do a clip.
Go ahead.
It takes a little longer, really quick. Two great voices. Listen to their voices. Joe Pesci and Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny, the court scene. Here we go.
You be so sure.
Because there is no way that these tire marks were made by a 64 Buick Skylark. These marks were made by a 1963 Pontiac Tempest.
Objection, Your Honor. Can we clarify the court whether the witness is stating opinion or fact?
I don't think
this is your opinion.
Yes, there is.
It's a fact.
I find it hard to believe that this kind of information.
I'm serious. Press hold or we'll have to dump it.
Simply by looking at a picture.
If this is the raw one, you'll have to dump it otherwise.
I would love to hear this.
I don't think it is.
Oh, yeah. Push pause. Trust me, Andy. Trust me. Push pause. Because she says the BS word here.
But I already listened to it twice through.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't think it's the raw one. Okay. I think they'd already. But that's okay.
Well, no, keep playing. Go ahead. Keep playing. As long as you cut that out, we're good. Just keep playing.
Let's see.
Just be ready, Charlie.
Pause attraction, which was not available on the 64 Buick Skylark.
And why not? What is pause attraction?
It's a limited slip differential which distributes power equally to both the right and left tires. The 64 Skylark had a regular differential, which anyone who's been stuck in the mud in Alabama knows. You step on the gas, one tire spins, the other tire does nothing.
That's right.
Anyway, it can go on. It is
the intro to Drive Radio, by the way, for all of you that know. We cleaned it up for that.
Right. And by the way, this has been cleaned up.
Yeah.
Okay. It is art.
Oh, it is.
Joe Pesci and Marissa Tomei throughout this entire movie, but what they did with their voices and their character was art.
All of it. Agree.
Memorable.
Yes. Very. Yeah. Those two voices, very memorable, by the way.
Richard, what do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You got two fantastic. And honestly, it took me a while to ever see that movie. But it's fantastic. I was going to say, if you didn't mention Joe Pesci, I was going to mention him.
He's got one
of the best, you know, that type of voices, plus the mob voices, everything.
Yeah. Okay, Richard, you're up.
All right, so speaking of, which you actually made me think of it and drive to a throw over to Drive Radio, because he has a voice, but you don't think of it, but then when you hear it, you're like, I know exactly who that is, and that's Dan Aykroyd.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't have him on my list. You're right.
He does jump right out, doesn't he?
He does. He's got that voice of that kind of like the high pitch. I don't know. He's just when he's in the Blues Brothers, and then when he's in he's actually in a Tommy Boy.
Yes, he is.
And obviously, you know, he's got
Callahan.
And then Ghostbusters, of course. Yeah, the cat.
Did you ever see him? Did you ever see him on Saturday Night Live when he does "I am Fred Garvin, male prostitute"? So
he never actually does anything with her.
He's so funny.
Oh, jeez, yes. Oh, that's hilarious.
When they're the aliens, Andy.
Yes, when they're the Coneheads.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the Coneheads. There you go.
Anyway, so funny.
All right, you're up. Go ahead, Richard.
He just went.
Oh, you went. Okay.
He went Dan Aykroyd.
I have so many text messages coming in that's okay. Keep texting, guys. We'll get to them. No worries. 303-477-5600 or 307-200-8222. Man, there's so many. Clint Eastwood, got to mention him.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Harry, especially back in the day. I mean, he made that old line, you know, go ahead, make my day. I mean, I think all of us as kids used to run around and say, go ahead, punk, make my day.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay, we got to go back to women singing.
Okay.
And this is one that you mentioned earlier, so I'm going to play a little clip.
You have to, of course.
John, get down. Don't dance. Quit being so excited.
Jeez.
Listen to this, though. She was a freak of nature, Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews,
once again, and here was the really scary thing about her voice. Most opera singers, and I was a trained singer for a while, you know, before I got it injured, but... when they go into high volume, you know, high octaves, they hollow out their vocal tone. She didn't. She was clear and crystal as glass at all parts of the range.
Not
and just
denying
gorgeous.
That. Nope, you were correct.
And also had incredible control. So there you go. Julie Andrews, definitely one of the most recognizable and greatest voices of all time. Richard, you're up.
Pretty good. Although, Andy, I don't know if she's recognizable from a acting standpoint, more musical standpoint, but...
Well, I'm talking... I said... Hey, whoa. I said for movies,
Andy,
she did...
Andy has his own way
I
of cheating.
Said, no, it's not cheating.
He does.
I said movies, singing or speaking.
He has his
she
own way of
was
cheating.
Singing in movies.
And of
I'm totally right
to,
down the middle of the highway here.
You guys
are on an off ramp to hell.
Oh, geez.
Okay, I mean, there's absolutely. Okay,
oh,
go
hilarious.
Ahead, Richard.
No kidding. All right, so I'm not sure if you guys said anything. I don't know if you did, but again, another guy in no, you know, obviously great lines. Lesser known for his Star Wars cameos here, Andy, but that's going to be Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh yeah,
and obviously, you know, you have Pulp Fiction.
That's one of mine.
Kingsman, all sorts of ones. He's pretty good.
What's in your wallet? And, I mean, don't forget that
Samuel Jackson. I have listed as one of the best three speech makers in movies ever.
And you know, here's the thing: if we could do one of people who swear the best,
yes,
I think he tops the list.
I mean, we'd have really short clips.
Actually, I have one that's as good as that when it comes to swearing. George C. Scott.
Who's that?
George C. Scott in Patton.
But I don't know. Samuel L. Jackson's got a.
Yes.
I mean, he can drop a pretty good F bomb. Let me tell you, and it's like nobody's business. I tell you.
He makes it sound like it's simply part of speech for him. I mean, it is. Well, I mean, obviously it is, but I mean, it's just so real. It's so good. It's so powerful. I agree. I love him. Love him. Okay, John, you're up.
George C. Scott. I mean, I didn't have that on my list until you guys were just talking about that and speeches and swearing and all of that. But you take George C. Scott, do you not recognize? I mean, he made a better Patton than Patton himself did.
Yes, he did. He was awesome.
Literally.
Can I mention somebody who also could do a swear word now and then?
Sure.
Here we go.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, good one.
Jack Nicholson. Wow. I mean, there's
and
a
you know
voice,
his voice.
And
yes.
You recognize it immediately.
Yep. No denying it.
I mean, he's no Julie Andrews. But you know what? He's got talent.
Yeah. Oh, can't argue that one.
So much.
Richard, you're up.
Here's Johnny. All right. I'm going to go with one. I think he actually just passed away. If we're going to go down the Patton train, we've got to go down this with Marine. Because anytime you think of a Marine in a movie outside of Jack Nicholson, you got to think of Gunny, right?
Yeah.
Arlie Emery, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Agreed.
So good. I mean, his.
We can't play his clips on air, though.
No.
I don't think so.
You can't quite play, you know.
Full Metal Jacket. That's not fit for radio.
And, yeah. No, not quite. That's not fit for most ears these days, but that's okay.
Okay. John?
Somebody just texted this one in, and it's a recognizable voice, and he's been everywhere from comedy to movies, and that would be Tim Allen.
Yeah.
He's a very recognizable voice.
Yeah, you definitely, it just jumps right out.
Yep.
Okay, do you want to go to break, come back, and do
no, we're fine. Keep going.
Rapid fire? Or
no, keep going. We can do another round. We're good.
Okay, I want to kind of pick it up a little bit here. I'm going to play just a little because he's so good.
I'm not finished. As I came in here, I heard those words, cradle of leadership. Well, when the bow breaks, the cradle will fall, and it has fallen here. It has fallen. Makers of men, creators of leaders, be careful what kind of leaders you're producing here.
This is another one of the great speech makers ever, and that's Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Except you forgot his best speech.
Yeah, on any given Sunday is his best speech.
Sunday.
I don't know. He has got like about five different movies where you can say he's got his greatest speech. That's Scent of a Woman, which was incredible. And, you know, obviously Any Given Sunday, incredible. But he was incredible so many times. You know, Scarface. I mean, where do you start? You know.
True.
So there you go. Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with one. I can't believe we haven't mentioned him at this point in time yet, but that's going to be Christopher Walken.
Oh yes. Yeah, he's on my list.
Love that voice.
Yes, everybody tries to imitate him too.
I know, and they fail.
All right, so I have one, and Andy just reminded me of this a moment ago because the voices are very similar, and that's Ian McShane, who's in a lot of movies, including John Wick, and he's just got one of those recognizable voices where you don't always put the name with the voice, but you always know the voice.
And he's also the villain in a movie you haven't seen.
Which is?
Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, I didn't know. I have not seen that.
Yes, he is. Okay, shall we?
Yeah, another round. We're good. Go ahead.
Okay,
keep going.
Guys, got to do a classic here. Sean Connery.
Yes.
What a voice.
Agreed.
Just love it.
Agreed.
Richard, you're up.
You said, who'd you say?
Sean Connery. Pick a movie. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I've got to say one that's pretty good, and that's, and Walt reminded me because he's in an animated movie, which is B-movie, and that's Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, terrific. Jerry's, yeah, he's got a voice that you just automatically know that's who's talking. Now, I have one that, I got so many. Matthew McConaughey, you know his voice.
Yeah,
All right.
That drawl.
All right.
You know, Matthew McConaughey, more than anybody, made the drawl cool, didn't he?
Agree.
Okay, we got to go
and
another
and
round?
Not a bad guy, actually, either.
No, I like him.
Even, you know, politically speaking, even, I'm saying.
I hope he's not the new governor of Texas.
I don't want that.
With what we got.
Yeah,
but,
I agree.
Okay, real quick here, guys, got to go with Humphrey Bogart.
Oh.
What a classic voice. You know it immediately. Richard, you're up.
Humphrey Bogart, that's a pretty good one, Andy. I honestly guess I didn't have that one on my list. All right, again, don't like his politics, don't love him, but he's got a pretty, well, he's got an iconic voice, especially for the for the nerds out there, and that's Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker.
Oh yes, and as the Joker in cartoons.
As the Joker.
Yes, Mark Hamill does the Joker in all the cartoons. He's great.
Okay, one awesome. I can't believe we'll take a break after this. One I can't believe Richard hasn't mentioned yet would be Kevin Costner.
You know, I think his voice is.
I think his voice is
pretty average.
Yet,
well, it's not that it's. It's
his
just voice. Recognizable. When he's speaking, you could just play it. You'd know that's him.
Yeah, sort of.
Charlie has one.
What is it, Charlie?
That's what it takes.
Oh, jeez.
I like it here. It's quiet.
Yeah, how can you recognize a dummy?
That is the
Somebody
greatest.
Shouldn't even act.
That is the greatest acting.
It's such a bozo.
Greatest acting I've ever heard.
Be careful.
Richard, help us out here. Who is this incredible actor that we are gifted to hear?
Who what?
Who's this incredible actor?
Can I say that again? Who what?
Who is this incredible actor? Vin Diesel.
Jeez.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know. I can't hear.
Okay.
Why won't you let your son hear Vin Diesel?
Well, because he doesn't need to. I'm not going to corrupt him that way. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. Barber's Foods is next. It's ranchfreshmeats.com is where you go to order all of your meat. They'll deliver it to your doorstep, or you can have it shipped as well, whatever works best for you. It's Barber's Foods, but that's ranchfreshmeats.com is where you go.
This is Greg Bloom, the owner at Barber's Foods. I want to personally thank each and every one of you sincerely for the meat that you ordered from us this year. We had a great year, and we really appreciate your business. Now, you've likely noticed that we've rebranded our online store to ranchfreshmeats.com. We did this for several reasons, but one of the primary reasons was to make it easier for you to remember our company name when you tell your family and friends during the holidays where you get great quality local meats. From a Colorado-owned company that knows the origin of all of the meats that we source from family farms. For the coming holidays, we've got some great gift boxes ready. Get your Christmas shopping done early and order now. RanchFreshMeats.com. You can spell it with an S or with a Z at the end, but get to RanchFreshMeats.com.
All right, folks. MySolarBackup.com is a place to go to get your solar generator, and it's... We say generator, but it's a solar backup. It's got a great battery. It's a new AGM-type battery that lasts a really long time. It'll charge off of a 110 outlet or off of the sun itself, and when the power goes out, you're ready to go. It's that simple. Go to mysolarbackup.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Solar generators are emergency backup systems that provide life-saving electrical backup power, and MySolarBackup.com has just moved a small shipment of new solar generators through the Long Beach port. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous winter weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Listeners get over $700 in additional bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Enter the Solar Generator Giveaway Contest while you're there and look for the free report, How to Cut Your Electric Bill in Half. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And Mike and Aurora is next. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I thought I'd better call in for you guys and take all my ideas. somebody mentioned Charlton Heston. He did an excellent movie and called Touch of Evil with my favorite American director and actor, Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
There's a classic voice.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, yeah. Who else could throw half the country into a scare? And, 6 years earlier before him, Frankenstein, Boris Karloff.
Oh, yes.
All he'd have to do is say hello, and you'd be, like, scared.
Mike, you just brought up a voice that, for all the decades since then, other actors have mimicked to do vampires.
Hmm.
Well, no, that was Bela Lugosi.
Well, it was both. Boris, didn't he do it too? No, or did he just announce? No, you're right. Lugosi did it.
Yeah.
Boris did more of the announcing of. I got it. Right. That's right.
Well, he didn't say anything in Frankenstein, but yeah, he had plenty of other chances. In fact, Jack Nicholson and Boris Karloff worked together in the 60s.
I did not know that.
In a weak movie. And then finally, Captain Kirk, William Shatner.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that as well. Good one.
Oh, did they? No.
Good one.
Well, not on air, though. No,
not on air, so you're good.
And by the way, really quick, Mike, before you leave, Spock and...
So Leonard Nimoy?
Spock and Sulu.
Yeah.
Also had classic voices.
Scotty,
too, but well, Spock Scotty. And Sulu.
Given her all she's Scotty. Got, Captain.
Given all she's got.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. I'm going to run to Vicky real quick before we run out of time. Vicky, you're up next. Go ahead.
Well, hi there. I want to mention something silly.
Let's hear it.
It's Yay.
Don Knotts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In the incredible Mr. Limpet, and, of course, Andy of Mayberry.
Oh, man. So many.
Yep.
A lot of those old Disney movies, too.
I love Barney.
Yep. Good one. Good one, Vicky.
Fantastic. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead. Let's do a couple rounds
here.
Here we go.
Going rapid fire. Both singing and acting. You can't forget Elvis Presley.
Oh.
Jumps right out. Richard, you're up.
Very true. I don't think we've mentioned him, but Liam Neeson.
No, we have not.
Absolutely. John.
Hang on. I'm typing. Harrison Ford. We would be remiss if not mentioning him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't jump out as much to me. How about this guy, Benedict Cumberbatch? His voice.
Okay.
Dr. Strange.
Harrison Ford does not jump out at you, but some guy no one knows does?
Well, first of all, a lot of people know Cumberbatch. Secondly,
who?
I'm talking about voices that jump out.
And who's this guy you just mentioned?
Harrison Ford, everybody knows, but his voice doesn't jump out like Benedict Cumberbatch's. It's really something. It's really amazing.
Benedict what?
Oh, for goodness sake. Richard, you're up. We're losing time. Go ahead.
We are. But
do you know who that is, Richard?
My dad. The fact. Yeah, I know who that is. Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange. Obviously, Harrison Ford's much more well-known. That's not what we're talking about here. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes. Okay. Well, Andy's misses there. Anyway, all right, I'm going to go with one that maybe you don't think of, but that's Adam Sandler. And all of his different voices kind of have the same... You know, undertones and everything else, right?
I agree.
Yes. Go ahead.
I have none because I don't know how to play the game, so I have none.
You don't know.
Go ahead, Andy.
Okay. One of the most distinctive actress's voice ever, Katharine Hepburn. You knew it immediately the second she came on the screen. I know before your time, but trust me, she was
way
awesome.
Before my time.
Yep, Richard, you're up.
One that you may not think of, but you will when I say it, and that's Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I agree. Okay, I'll go right back, and I will say Sandra Bullock has a very distinctive voice. I love the way she talks. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, no, she absolutely does. Anthony Hopkins.
Yep. Yep. On the list, good one. All right, we're going to finish it off there. We'll take a quick break. Richard, thanks, as always, and we will talk to you next week.
Yes.
All right, have a good evening. Appreciate it very much. RoofMax, Dave Hart. Dave's got a voice that is sort of memorable if you've never met Dave. So if you haven't met Dave, meet him. He's got a memorable voice as well. Easy to recognize and remember. At least he is for me. He's just got one of those voices that's like that. And if you need anything done with your roof, you need a free inspection, which he'll do for you. And folks, by the way, this is not just for residential roofs. He can look at a commercial roof as well. Find him by going to rushtoreason.com/roof or call 303-710-6916.
RoofMax is the fountain of youth for your roof. 90% of roofs replaced nationwide no longer need to be replaced, which would drastically reduce the materials in the landfills and resources from our planet to manufacture new shingles. By keeping your shingles in like-new condition, RoofMax is seeing on a national level a huge increase in protection against hail and wind damage. Most shingles these days are only getting 6 to 8 years of life before they start to dry out, lose the protective granules, and experience thermal cracking. With the RoofMax treatment, you can get a lot more life out of your roof. In most cases, RoofMax will add 15 years or more, saving you thousands of dollars and drastically reducing the number of insurance claims, which helps everyone keep insurance premium costs down. Call today at 303-710-6916 to schedule your free roof assessment. And be sure to mention you heard about them on KLZ to receive $100 off your RoofMax treatment.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, welcome back to Rush to Reason. I'm going to go rapid fire. Here we go. Danny DeVito. Chris Tucker. Mandy Moore. Ellen DeGeneres as Dory in Finding Nemo. Ben Stiller, you always know his voice. Cary Grant. The great Angela Lansbury, you always knew her. Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean. Cary Grant, of course, I just said. Jimmy Stewart, you knew him all the time. Mike Myers as Dr. Evil. Hugh Jackman in pretty much anything.
I like him better
as
Fat Bastard. But
I did too.
That's okay.
And finally, how about singing and talking? Olivia Newton-John, you knew right away.
Oh, yeah. Those there black pants.
Uh-huh.
All right. We'll be back. Another full hour coming your way. We're going to shift gears and talk about, I believe today, we're going to have somebody come on and talk about it, is National Microwave Day. So we'll talk about that here in just 1 minute. So don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.